Welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm your host, Herman Popplebury. Today I'm answering a question from Daniel about 3D scanning stuffed animals in Jerusalem. Daniel has been trying to create 3D models of his sloth and donkey stuffed animals using photogrammetry apps, but he's running into some common challenges that many makers face. Daniel, you've identified the classic photogrammetry problems perfectly. When objects are sitting down, you miss the underside completely, and when you try to suspend them with fishing wire, you end up with background clutter that's difficult to remove. Your instinct about professional 3D scanners is absolutely correct. They would solve these issues completely. Let me walk you through your options in Jerusalem and Israel. First, you'll want to check with the major universities. Hebrew University of Jerusalem, Tel Aviv University, and the Technion in Haifa all have engineering and design departments that often house high-end 3D scanning equipment. Many universities offer scanning services to the public for a fee, or you might find a graduate student willing to help with your project. In Jerusalem specifically, look into the Jerusalem College of Technology and Bezalel Academy of Arts and Design. Bezalel, being an art and design school, is particularly likely to have 3D scanning capabilities for their industrial design and digital arts programs. They often have maker spaces that are accessible to the community. For commercial options, Israel has a thriving tech scene with several 3D printing and scanning service bureaus. Companies like 3D Systems Israel, Massivit 3D, and various smaller 3D printing shops often offer scanning services alongside their printing capabilities. A quick search for 3D scanning services Tel Aviv or 3D Printing Jerusalem should turn up several options. FabLabs and maker spaces are exactly what you're thinking of. Jerusalem has several maker spaces and community workshops that might have scanning equipment. Check out places like the Jerusalem Makerspace or look for FabLabs in the area. These community-driven spaces often have members who own or have access to 3D scanners and are usually happy to help fellow makers. For objects your size, 14 by 7 centimeters for the sloth and 30 by 20 for the donkey, you'd be looking at desktop 3D scanners, which are much more affordable and common than large industrial units. Many of these spaces might have scanners like the Artec EVA, structure sensor, or even newer smartphone-based solutions that could work well for your stuffed animals. Another avenue to explore is dental labs and medical facilities. This might sound odd, but dental labs use high-precision 3D scanners regularly, and the scale is actually perfect for your stuffed animals. Some might be willing to scan your objects for a fee during downtime. If you're willing to travel within Israel, Tel Aviv has a larger maker community and more commercial 3D services. The drive from Jerusalem isn't too bad, and you might find more options there. Here's a practical tip. When you do find a scanning service, bring both animals at once to maximize your session time. Most places charge by time rather than by object, so you can scan multiple items in one session. For the scanning process itself, professional scanners will capture every angle automatically, including the undersides that photogrammetry misses. The resulting models will be watertight and ready for 3D printing in any pose you want. Before you commit to professional scanning, though, let me suggest one more DIY approach you might not have tried. Consider creating a simple turntable setup with your phone or camera on a tripod, and place the stuffed animal on a clear glass surface with good lighting underneath. This can help capture the underside details that traditional photogrammetry misses. To find these services, start by calling local 3D printing shops and asking if they offer scanning services or know someone who does. The 3D printing community in Israel is quite connected, and they'll often point you in the right direction even if they can't help directly. Expect to pay anywhere from 50 to 200 shekels per object for professional scanning, depending on the complexity and resolution you need. It's definitely more expensive than doing it yourself, but for important projects where you need perfect results, it's often worth the investment. The files you'll get back will typically be in STL or OBJ format, which you can then import into any 3D software to pose and modify as needed for your projects. That wraps up today's episode of Just Ask AI. Daniel, I hope this gives you some solid leads for getting your stuffed animals professionally scanned in Jerusalem. The combination of universities, maker spaces, and commercial services should give you several options to explore. Good luck with your 3D modeling projects, and thanks for the great question. Until next time, keep asking those AI questions.